Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, we gotta play some music real quick. My voice is sort of hoarse, so we gonna see if some people come in. We gonna let the we'll let two three tracks play, and y'all know how the dice roll. If somebody's here, then we roll. If nobody's here, then I'm shutting her down. Okay, so here we go.
The loudest one, representing BK to the fullest. Gats, I pull it. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom, fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the act or paneling. Bandaging MCs, oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high, and those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like duchess from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farme and them fucking polka dots. Who rocks the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
Much love like Wimbledon. Watch the screaming killer. I'm overseas in my
my villa. The mama suits the Adilla. Swing switch the plan, cop the Lexus land. See gutter, Rockefeller, 400s and fella. Sees push threes with five in his eyes. Now can I go cry by Mary Blige? I die for my back to steal. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts to pick a pose back. The chopping down while the mafia shine. Girls, get your own. Can't trust a dime of mine.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me. You better move over.
Big Mama. In Tijuana, some call me Donna, Karen or Amani, gap for the Panani, for brown nose crushes, cat killing lovers, ignorant mother. Drop a Benz on Miata, this honey's got to, sweet pinata, six shots. Lucy Kim the Black, Erica Kane, and who remains in Chanel frames in animals of all kinds, Russian Fendi safe, with matching pool tapes, meet the ladies,
Mafia.
Am I in my shoes by Gucci? I be eating sushi, playing with my. Counting I got banks to rob, convertible stocks, I'm married to the mob.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuously to get
money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
Frank White, the desperado, used to rock the all-black Mavado, the all-black El Dorado, all that and the bottle of Dom P. Can't harm me, I keep the army. It's Brooklyn in the house. Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout. Everybody yap about, check it out. Guns, I bust them. Problems with my wife, don't discuss them. Coops and lead jets, I lust them. Fingerprints, I dust them. Recent address.
What?
Lucky for your stash in your pissy mattress. Your mom's an actress, didn't want to show me the snake. It's okay, she was on anyway, I display. Hot 97 round ready. Cop Mac 11 line steady. Like Tevin Campbell, I'm ready to do what I do continuously.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
96 catalog. She's a Leah De Janeiro. Big Mama Queen B, Mafia Soul, notorious, well known, Frank White.
Kid right there is Brooklyn in the house. Yeah. Yo, okay, so we got the show going on. Does anybody want to say anything on the line before I get to running my mouth about something? If you would like to say something or have any questions about the Black Man's Bible or Kicked Out of Heaven or anything else that I've said or anything else that I got going, you can go ahead and press the 1 and I will let you in. Okay, good. We got something to start off with. Here we go.
Yo, 773. What's up?
Okay, what's good with you?
I'm all right, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm just calling to say I donated and I'm rocking with you, bro. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Did I sent you the book?
Yeah.
The Kicked Out of Heaven?
Yep.
Okay, because I asked because for anybody else who didn't donate it to me, I know there's a lot of people that didn't there's a couple of people, I ain't going to say a lot, but there's a couple of people who didn't donate it, and they didn't send me their email for the book. So if you're hearing this message, you can go ahead and email me at theguide720@gmail.com and you'll get the book. But go ahead, man. Do you got something, man? Have you read the book? Have you had time to look through it, man?
Actually, I haven't started reading it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, did you read the Black Man's Bible?
No.
Oh, okay. So, did you have anything you wanted to ask me or?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
During your studies and your research, did you come across anything about the djinn in the Dark Ages?
The djinn?
Yes.
You talking about the D-J-I-N-N?
Yes.
No, that's not. That's Islamic mythology. And this book and everything that I was studying on the Dark Ages was exclusively European related. So all the information is either going to be Catholicism, Christianity, or Judaism. There's not going to be any Islam. But, I mean, I know some things about the djinn. But I
okay.
I found out all that information in a completely different study I was doing a long time ago. It had nothing to do with the Dark Ages.
Okay, I got you.
You know.
Yep.
So is that all you had to ask?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what made you ask about the djinn?
Well, I've been listening to your blog talk radios and shit, and I heard you say, they got this shit so spiritually locked that, you know, motherfuckers think it's gonna a shift gonna happen and all this, and you know, it's because they, you know, they fucking with some magic, some deep ass magic, man. And it has to do with that.
With the djinn? Nah, the magic that they deal with doesn't have anything to do with the djinn. You know, the stuff that they do is human sacrifice. They mastered human sacrifice. You know, and djinn is a spirit, is a correct. From what I know, djinn is what you want to call a mediary, or I think that's the word. It's like a middle spirit in between the flesh realm and the angelic realm in Islamic mythology. And a djinn is supposed to be a spirit that can give you powers, I think it is. You know, or I think it's something like that. And they're trapped in rubies. They transfer through ruby stones. That's all I know about djinns. I don't, you know, I'd have to dig up a lot more. But that's all Islamic. I haven't studied, you know, Islamic, ancient or modern. So,
I feel you. Yeah, I'm not Islamic, you know.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go back to the show.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, if you got anything else you want to say, man, you just press the number. Anybody else on the line, if you got anything you want to say, you just press the number right here. Press the 1, and it'll come up. So I guess I'm going to go ahead and just go in on the Kicked Out of Heaven. Why not? Let me see here. Where should I start? Well, let me see here. What's some current events that have happened recently in the country dealing with the Trump situation? There was a couple videos that I just put up recently that was talking about some things that was going on nowadays. It was the Trump, Everybody's going crazy over that. And a lot of that stuff is related with the whole kicked out of heaven thing too. Because it's a masculinity, man. This is the first time period where, you know, from what I've seen in history, where Europeans were being ruled by somebody of another race, you know, and it's not playing right on their head, period. It's not going to play right on their head. That's not what they're used to. That's not what they've had for eons. And there's a couple of specs in a couple of areas, but I haven't done any detailed research on them. I've seen kings of different European kingdoms that were black, like Caspar. He was a king in Germany during the 1600s. There's a couple of other ones. There's a couple of Abduls and Muhammads in there, and other time periods, especially in early Spain, 7th, 8th century Spain. You got a lot of that. The Moors are ruling during those time periods. And, you know, it's real heavy. A lot of that information is destroyed, of course, because they had the power to do it, and they did exactly that. I also mentioned in The Kicked Out of Heaven, the whole scenario with Granada, where the Moors handed over their land to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, and then was kicked out of the land. I mean, was kicked out of the country and exiled. And that was their position when the Treaty of Peace and Friendship was written. Okay. When that was written, the Moors' classification socially was excommunicated. Okay. So when they designed America and said that Moors could come here in America, it's just like all the criminals that they were cleaning up Europe with. All the criminals that they were cleaning up Europe with, they were sending straight to America, okay, to establish America. And that's why we have a large corrupt system today. You know, it's from the same attribute. It's because we have and I'm going to be going real detailed on that in volume 2, is how spiritually bound the criminalism is. A lot of that is mentioned in the torture section, but it's not detailed because when I did the research, I felt like that information was really related to the occultic side more so than the literal side, and I wanted people to understand that, you know. But yeah, so that's exactly what's going on. You know, I thought that it was way more related to the occultic side than to be related. I didn't want people to look to see it. I wanted them to see the occultism in a literal activity and event. So with the events that were occurring, I had to explain them in the occultic side. And the occultic side is the psychological understanding that they just basically created and agreed upon. In that unison, that is the glue of their culture is what develops and permits and enforces the occultic, okay? And that's what we got to understand, all right? So I'm explaining all of those details in volume 2. And it's related to the criminality that they all worshipped. They drank the blood of criminals. They would, and different types of criminals got worshipped in different types of ways and were executed in different types of ways. And in these different forms of executions, inclusive with the crimes that they carried on, and they allowed the criminals to carry on crime for years and years at a time to, you know, sort of like allow the pig get fat before you gut it. Because when you gut it, you're gutting all that good juice of so-called courage and power and all of this that comes out of the criminal essence, okay? And then they would take the body parts of these criminals and they would spread them to the north, east, west, south directions of the city or the scaffold or whatever whatever range or circumference that they wanted to use. And that is sort of like a spiritual net or a spiritual blanket that's thrown over the entire situation. You see what I'm saying? So with that being stated, you know, it engulfed everybody. And then also inside the book, I talk about the literature. And the literature, which was all written in poetic format, which are called fablos. These fablos is what I really think is the true origin of today's rap music, as this is the first time in whatever in any history study that I've done, I've seen poetry written that was glorifying criminal activity and also adulterous activity. And so on and so forth. And this is being done in the 1200s. This is what these poems are being written as, the 1300s, 1400s. Okay. Now, I say all that to state what type of plays that they had going on. The plays that were going on were also designed in a way where it's the same thing as what we see today with the Bourne Supremacies and the 007s and all of that. And that's just, you know, one man taking on the world, taking on the mission, doing a whole bunch of crime and getting away with it. And these plays were done with the social intent to influence little boys to go out there and commit crimes themselves by mimicking the activity of the main character of the play. Okay? And that's what the MO is. So a lot of the stuff that we're, you know, doing today and a lot of the stuff that has been done for the past 200 years, 300 years is definitely based off of a European cultural element that has been foreign to us, and now we completely are engulfed in it and we don't know exactly what it is because we don't do enough research. You know, there's a lot of magic is going on. And what people fail to realize is that magic is the human body. Like that's what the magic is, you know, and people don't get that part yet. Well, you know, specifically, you know, my people, there's a lot of elements of this game that we don't understand yet. And I wholeheartedly believe it's because, as my theory states, it's we're the youngest race on the planet. That's what I think we are. The African American is the youngest race on the planet. I'll say this over and over and over and over and over again. So when we understand this, we can stop playing the infant role. We can go through our teenage and our mature stages. We need to get out of mama's house. We need to do all of that. There's a lot of things that we haven't done that other races have done throughout time that allow them to agree amongst each other, and we don't yet have the understanding to even to agree on the same table because we haven't drafted ourselves through a certain amount of experiences as all other cultures have. One thing that we have to understand is the similarity on how all other cultures go about with their women. And we do not do that. We do not go about our women as the same way as these individuals in Dubai, and these individuals in Beverly Hills, and everywhere else. You know, we don't understand appearance. We don't understand illusion thoroughly. You know, we don't understand image magic. You know, there's a lot of things we don't get. And I don't know how one is going to get them. All I can say is purchase the book. Okay? Because I'm putting this information out. Well, I mean, not everything that I just stated right there, you know, but I'm putting good information out and I'm going to continue. Okay? So, but anyways. And you know, a lot of that that I just stated is definitely directly related to where I was saying earlier about the whole worshiping of a criminal. We don't worship our killers. You know, that's one thing all other races do that the black race does not do. You know, we do not celebrate our killers. We don't celebrate our dominant men. You know, we have a situation where a lot of individuals think they can go out in the street and fight the world, but they can't even handle their own women in their house. You know, and they think they're in some type of position to be respected, or they think they can demand respect. You see, when a baby gets to screaming too much, then you're going to get slapped after a little minute. You know, after everybody then hummed you down and tried to pat you on the back and checked your diaper and all of that, you know, I'm going to slap your face and shake my finger, and you better get your shit together. Okay? And that's just how life works. Nobody wants to talk about that reality. So now that the Negroes out here screaming and making themselves look like a fool because a lot of things that we're demanding, we can't even socially say that we're in the position to demand. Because everybody can poke holes in any one of the theories that's created for us to be so-called progressive, because how we allow ourselves to be seen by the world. Okay, that's all there is to it. Okay, so you know when it comes to. When it comes to Caucasians putting up statues of their conquerors, and you know, you can't complain about that, okay? Because that's what any wise motherfucker's going to do. Anybody's going to do that, you know. If I put money into a boxer and the boxer goes in there and kicking ass and he's representing me and I'm representing him, and I'm going to have effigies of his stuff up at my house. I'm going to have my children wearing his T-shirt. And, you know, that's how it goes. You represent what them representing for you. You see, and what has put you in a good position. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, and I have to talk like this because it's a nasty scenario, man, because it's only black people that tear down black people from what I be seeing on the majority rule. I mean, yeah, I give credit where credit is due, and I understand there's a lot of police shooting up individuals across the whole country of all races, but the black people are the ones that's being propagated and shown the most, you know, and that's more, I have to be more sympathetic to that scenario because, of course, that's my people. You understand what I'm saying? Then at the same time, there's a lot of ignorant scenarios that I see that have a lot of facts that are extremely backed up. And it makes this situation hard because I'm an intellectual. You see, when you're an idiot, you can just choose whatever and try to enforce whatever lie and stand behind it because the lie may have manpower. You see, if a lie has manpower, then it becomes truth. So then if you, you know, are following the stupidity because it feels good and you think this is the thing to do. But then again, you don't know that you may have all types of informants around you, you know, and I'm not saying informants like, oh yeah, and the spook and watch out for the big boy fed and all the, you know, big brother in the sky and all this stupid shit. I mean, it's real, but to me, man, in my dimension, man, I caught a lot of shit, stupid, man, because I haven't been affected by it. So, you know, but I've seen cases on this here internet where a lot of these individuals in this conscious movement, so-called leaders, have been touched up by the feds and been touched up by, you know, fans and whatnot, and it's a nasty and a very embarrassing scenario. But the whole thing is they don't know how to work their mouth, you see, and that's why they get fucked up. You see me, I, you know, I've been out there, man. I know what to do. I know how to move, man. That's why I've been doing business 8 years, and can't nobody put up no video about me. But everybody else out here, they getting totally fucked down. And, you know, it's a very, you know. But when we stand back and look at the whole picture, man, it's been happening like this all the way back to back in the day. Niggas always got some complaints. It's always going to be some nigga throwing the stone at the throne of another nigga, man. Always, always. It don't matter if it's basketball, rap. It don't matter if it's the conscious movement. It's always going to be some angry nigga that's trying to take out the next man so he can be looked at as the Don Juan. And that's why don't nobody fuck with this shit. You know? I mean, like, nobody asked Jay-Z how many of his 40-40 clubs have been tore down because Negroes went up in there and shot the shit up. They took the one in Las Vegas in the big hotel out. They took the club out of the hotel because the niggas, it's your hip-hop shit. You scream about the drugs and the thugs, and this is what happens. We don't want this shit in our expensive hotel. Our $40 billion hotel, nigga, get this shit out of here. Your little petty change. You see? And this is the positions that we put ourselves in. You know, these are the positions we put ourselves in. You know, but yeah. Anybody want to say something, man? Come on, man. Somebody come in and say something real quick, man. Before I play a song, and then we gonna talk some more about the kick that happened some more. We got anybody? Okay. I guess not. Let me play a track here, then, man. Fuck it.
Saga City. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's rich as they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use an image of facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah. niggas seek the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, but niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching yourself, cause you might fall back. And what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a bald hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah.
Onyx Tablet, which is the album that will be released with the Real Nigga Etiquette. Real Nigga Etiquette will hopefully be coming out in April. You know, when it comes out, going to be slamming it up on that Amazon real quick. It's only going to be $10 though. But the album is so fire. The album is so fire. Let's go on with the book. That I'm going to go ahead and put more focus on the music career. Because as we can see tonight, let me show you something. We got 2-3 callers in here. That's it. I don't care. I'll say the stats. I have no shame. I'm putting much work. I've done so much stuff across this planet. I don't care about no damn ball talk. It just, it is what it is. So, since this is going to be the last year, we're going to run the test and I underestimate, I will admit. We will see. We will see what's going to happen, you know. But by the time this third volume of this Kicked Out of Heaven gets out, I'll be definitely shifting gears into a whole new field of thing going on. You know, so as I've always stated, if anybody wants to say anything, you can press 1 at any time. Okay. Besides that, let's go back to it. The juice. The Kicked Out of Heaven thing, man, is real interesting. You got the Muslims and the Jews. I got a lot of crazy pictures of some Jewish rituals. I got paintings of men eating babies. I got paintings of Jews standing over a pot of baby blood boiling and them conjuring the devil out of the pot of blood. They used to do some crazy stuff. The witches would have the orgy and then get the women pregnant, and then the women, then when the 9 months came for them to deliver it, the women had to kill their own babies. They had to deliver their own babies and then kill them. And then in Greece, all the blood and the fat off the baby. And then they would usually spit roast the baby. or they would eat it raw. But in order to conclude this ritual, there's a lot of different rituals that were being done. And this one, they spit roast the baby until the baby turns into ashes. And then they collect all the ashes, and then they bake the ashes into the bread. And then they take the bread, and they eat the bread when they dip it into the baby blood. So that's a couple of cases I got. I got a lot of other information of women turning into cats, kissing frogs on the posterior, on the ass, and called the osculum infame. The black man is the devil, and when you worship the devil, you must kiss the devil's ass. You lick it upon the hole. And if it's not the black man, then you do it to a goat, or you can do it to a ram, or you can do it to a dog, or you can do it to a frog, or you can do it to a cat. The most popular was the goat and the cat, though. But there's a lot of other objects and things that the devil could appear as. So, you know, a lot of devil worship will be talked about in the volume 2. There's a couple of little specks and little burps of it in the volume 1. I guess you can only really see it when you go through the pharmacopoeia medicine. When they were using the mummies as the medicine, they were using the Egyptian mummies and eating the bodies and sleeping with the mummies. And then, you know, after they ran out of the Egyptian mummies, they would use their own carcasses of people that died from the plague and all of that other shit. They didn't care how the individual died, but there were certain ways that if you died, you'd be more favored. If you died in certain ways, you'd be more favored. You know, I got a couple of cases in there, I think, where there was a king, he got sick, and he had to sleep with the carcass. I don't understand how you can sleep with the carcass, man, and the smell is ridiculous, man. You know, I got a couple of cases documented in there where the city was so stank. An ambassador from the Saracens, which were an Islamic people, they said this nigga died right when he got into the city. But during these times, the city could be so stank that you could smell it 5 miles away, especially if the wind blew real hard. You smell the putridness. So a lot of things that you see up in that Game of Thrones is very, very real. Very real. It's just that we don't have too many details because everybody wastes their time. And nobody, you know, can really find the space to do no thorough research. And it's not even that. A lot of people aren't interested. So let me be interested for you and you buy my book. It's that simple, because I'm putting out nonfiction material, you know. And if anybody's worried about scamming me or worried about me scamming or any stupid shit like that, you can go shop at Walmart and find my material. You can go to Amazon and you can go to Barnes & Noble. So if you're that scared, you can go to them and get the product, and I'll still get my money, okay? But I get more dough if you get the book directly from me. And then there's other goodies that you can get with the book. Like with this one, with the Kicked Out of Heaven, you got the torture lecture automatically come up. And there's stuff that's on the torture lecture that's not in the book, because there's stuff that I wasn't going to put in the first volume about the torture. Even though all three volumes is discussing a lot of different elements about torture. So each volume has a different shit about the criminal justice system. The first volume is the local municipality, okay? And then that means the local court, the king's court, which has nothing to do with the ecclesiastical court. The ecclesiastical court, which is the thing, the Inquisition tribunals and all of that, that's a whole different rule. That's the law of the soul, you see. And they put so much law and executed so much justice over and by having control and dominant decision-making power over the souls of so many individuals that they were given the power to do it the whole planet, basically. So what I'm really talking about here is the third volume. There will be a lot of stuff in the about the torture. Now, it's not in the first volume, and it's not in the second volume. I'm going to have more information about female torturers. I'm going to have more information about the bloodline, the execution bloodlines of different countries. And I'm going to be having way more pictures of a lot more tools that were used during the time. Okay. And all that's going to be in the third volume. The third volume is going to be heavy because it's all pictures, and it's still going to be another 500-page book. So we're going to have pictures of everything from plague drawings. We're going to have pictures of I got werewolf hunting kits. I got all types of shit. I got all types of occultic stuff that was being used. Vagina amulets. Penis amulets, a lot of different stuff, okay? I got pictures of a lot of diseases, okay? And museums that started during those times that still carry some very odd-looking stuff, you know, relative to monsters. And I put a monster... The monster that was born in 1735, Germany. That's in Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1. That's right after the Pig Face Lady. You had Pig Face Ladies. And the Pig Face Lady was a rumor of these women that there was a couple of them that were born all throughout in different places in Europe that supposedly had the face of a pig. Now, what's so ironic about it, and I'm going to put a picture of this, is the duck-faced lady of America, which may give us a little evidence that there was a pig-faced lady in old Europe, because the duck-faced lady had an obscure disease that made her upper lip look like a long duck bill, you know. And then I also got, you know, like a lot of the information about the weather, that's going to be proven in third volume as well in the pictures. You know, I got a picture of a grasshopper that's the size of a dog. And I'm going to be putting that up in there. You know, we're going to be explaining a lot of elements about this planet that you didn't know was a reality and was taught to you in such a cartoonish format that even if it was told to you to be a reality, you still wouldn't believe it. But anything that the mind sees in repetition, like the sun, wind, air, clouds, birds, dogs, women, you see that in a repetition. So your mind is going to accept it as real. So when I show you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases, or where hundreds of cases are located at, of werewolves being spotted and being documented by the city court to have slaughtered individuals in the city, and this is in a multitude of different countries, and some of these countries are within 1,000 miles of distance apart. And also throughout a multitude of different time periods, because this activity is documented all the way back to ancient Greece. And you, socially, stereotypically, with European culture, have never been told anything about vampires or werewolves being located in the time period of Greece and Rome. That's supposed to only be a Dark Age element. And that is not the case at all. Rome and Greece had much, much, much philosophy and belief in the practices of lycanthropy and werewolfism. And, you know, I got a lot of facts on it. And that's why the Negro is goofy. The Negro is Tyler Perry. The Negro, yes. The Negro wants to put on the wig and the makeup. He's a fucking goofball. Because he doesn't understand his planet and he don't understand how serious it be. You see, like, we just go see dinosaurs in the museum. These crackers go dig them up out the ground. And then they be trying to understand the lava and what took them out and all this other shit. And see the big-ass tooth about the size of an arm, you know. These motherfuckers go down to the bottom of the ocean and get the big fish and shit. So we up here playing games and thinking everything is hee-hee-ha-ha. They take things very, very seriously. And then people... And then I know this is the element because Negroes look at me like I'm crazy because I take things serious. And then they wonder why I got all my shit together, man. And I see my children every morning and every night. It's because I'm fucking serious. You know? So the goofball can have at it in any way they want to, you know? But, yeah, we're going to play one more jam. And then we're going to take it out for the night. Anybody else want anything to say? 919. If you got anything to say, press the number 1. 773. You got anything you want to say or ask me before I shut the show down? Go ahead and press 1. I'll let you in real quick. All right, here we go. Yo.
Yeah. Going on what you was just saying about Volume 2, you said that you was gonna say some shit about how that Satan and Jesus one and the same.
Yeah. Well, that dynamic will be explained a little bit. Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll see traces of that throughout the whole book, throughout all three series. But the meat of that concept will be discussed in Volume 2.
Okay.
You know, because it's sort of like this. The devil is superior to you, right?
Yes.
Right? He can so-called change into different objects and fly and do all this other shit. So, if he can do all of that and you can't, that means he's superior to you. So anything superior to you is also God.
Okay.
You saw what just happened right there?
Yep.
So because he can kill you and because he can put you in check, he can make you call him God. Because he can impose so much fear. You know, and that's how that mechanism right there works. You know? Yeah, I mean, I'll be going more into detail on it because there's a lot of cultural practices that they put in place in order to enforce that to be the mechanism for the religion. You know?
Yep.
You got any other questions?
No, not this time.
Alright. Let me see what else we got here. 919, you got something to say? 919, you there? Nope. Okay. Let me see here. 407, you there? 407, you on the line, you there? I guess not. Alright, so I'm gonna play a track. This is Born Again, this is going on the cult leader. I mean, this is going on the album, the Onyx Tablet. So y'all check me out. Y'all listen to the show, man. And I'm going to see y'all next Sunday. Y'all check out the Black Man's Bible. Books are going. People are buying them. You get the signed autographed copy from me. Y'all check out kickedoutofheavens.com and y'all check out millenniumdvds.com too, all right? $5 DVDs, all right? Here we go.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. Shout out to Monster Cody, I was born in 83. After delivery, my mama gave me bag of weed. She pointed to the street, said, OG, proceed. Everything will be for thee. You are the holy seed. Then I was baptized, given a 45. A bad bitch with thighs and immunity from crime. Nobody drop a dime. The judge dropped the case. Cause I'm a matrix nigga. Them bullets stay in place. You better face it, nigga. It's best to stay in place. This divine grace, divine time and space. Watch a fine bitch chase and break lights and bass. Got him swimming to the yacht while I'm chilling on the lake. If Adam got a small dick, why not be the snake? I gotta eat the tree of knowledge, got expensive taste. You tell me what I can't have, I'll show you what I take. This the God 720, nigga, can't be replaced. Yeah. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
A hooligan with moody friends I truly defend. Do or die up in this game and that's my truth to the end. Ain't no snitch in my skin, ain't no hoe in my bones. This is 2000 big body niggas sitting on chrome. Somebody show me a throne, it's not built off skulls. I will show you a fool that speaks but don't know. Give a bitch nigga time, his weakness will surely show. Woman sits on my dick, her girlfriend say that she glow. Why I gotta be a monster, let a bitch nigga know. You amateurs can only take notes watching a pro. So if you need some advice, better plead to your Christ. Cause when you squeeze on dice, there's no more cheese for the mice. Better stay in the light, only vampires at night. Keep the prize in sight, you won't have peace when you gripe. Cause we mob with werewolves that show their teeth when they bite. And when we post up on your corner, we not looking for likes. Yeah.
Born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
I'm a god amongst clouds, what's a king with a crown? You mean these skinny jean clowns to bring that G back down? With overstanding, let's examine while I bang on you hoes. Reprimand with heavy hand, cause that's the lane that they chose. I'm a 1990 nigga with a gun and a rose. That was safe in a grave, I got the payback slaves. Got an army full of skeletons that wanna get paid. So it don't matter to me if careers gotta get slayed. Yeah, the modern day rapper is just a monkey in a cage. So when they scream king, I yawn then turn the page of my paper. They didn't have the license to ride with certified players. They didn't know the difference between the minors and majors. They got disrespectful, now they screaming for a savior. Cleaning and feeding my gators. These Jolly Rancher niggas will get it now and then later. I light my blunt with the sun while I'm chilling upon the lunar's craters.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.